Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Leon Kurtz, the CEO of Jubilee Metals. Welcome back, Leon.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Definitely, thank you.
So Jubilee has increased its stake in Zambia's Project G open pit copper mining operation to 65% following the successful completion of its due diligence. The acquisition is valued at $2 million in cash, with an additional $500,000 committed to upgrading Project G's operations. Project G is expected to begin delivering pre-concentrated copper ore to the Sable refinery by December 2024, with a target of ramping up to 3,000 tons of concentrate per month. Jubilee also secured an additional 2 megawatts of renewable power, ensuring full energy supply for its Zambian operations. The company is on track to achieve its goal of producing 25,000 tons of copper annually through its Zambian copper strategy, with upgrades underway at the Roan concentrator and Sable refinery. Sounds like more good progress, Leon.
Oh, thanks, Phil. Yes, as we told our investors and our shareholders, now that we've got the processing capacity with Roan being completed, Sable going through its last of its upgrade, it's all about now filling that capacity as we slot in these resources. Project G being a classic example, very similar to Munkoyo, which we acquired earlier in this year and brought into operation very quickly. Project G will be no different as it now comes in with its run of mine, open pit, and get that material through to Sable as we take up this processing capacity we've installed.
So can we still call it Project G, or can we call it what it actually is?
We'll release the name later in the year as we sort of just ensure what we will be actually dubbing this project going forward. And it's all about the regional area that it's in. As we explained previously in our announcements, these transactions of Munkoyo and Project G are very strategically selected. It's an anchor point for other transactions to follow around them. And then that name will make public for what that zone or that area will be called. As we bring
so just for confirmation there, so everybody understands exactly where is this Project G in relation to Roan and Sable? How far away is it from each one?
So all projects now that we are acquiring around our open pit strategy, our mining of these reefs that we bring in, concentrate, and then refine, are all destined to Sable Refinery. These projects, giving an example, four of these projects would far exceed Sable's capacity, which will be expanded to 16,000 tons per annum. And that's the target, as we've now got two. Obviously, our next target is to upscale that to four of these projects. So the two clusters, Munkoyo is roughly about 50-odd kilometers away. Project G is slightly further away from Sable, but also targeting Sable. It is why in this announcement we refer to in Project G, where its upgrading of that run of mine already commences at site, which is then transported to Sable Refinery.
What sort of due diligence have you been doing, Leon? Have you been doing sinking some more holes and doing assays? What would just give the listeners a description of the sort of work you've been doing there?
Oh, very much so. So Jubilee's anchor is our processing skill. This due diligence is quite extensive. Because the reef is exposed, we take bulk samples, so it's many tons of this material. We truck it to our refinery, and we actually turn it into cathode, into copper cathode. So the due diligence, not only are we flying, determining the reef, the continuity of the reef, but coupled to that, we take it all the way right through to bulk processing of that material into cathode, so that when we come out with our production targets, we know confidently what and how that material responds in our refinery to make a copper cathode. So it's quite involved due diligence. And it's also why we take our time. As we said before, these transactions, typically we lock them in. We give ourselves 4 to 6 months of due diligence because it incorporates a very large scale processing trial through our refinery.
So it's all going to go through Sable. When do you think Sable will be completed in terms of the 16,000 ton upgrade? Just so people are clear, that does not mean that Sable is closed and you're not producing. We saw the stockpiles of copper when we were there.
Yeah, just to explain the upgrade. So Sable, what we're basically doing simplistically is we're adding a second tank house, which means the tank house is where you plate your copper. And that is what we're installing over the coming months. linked to that is upgrading the leaching and solid separation areas to allow for dual tank houses to run. And therefore, you're quite right, Sable will continue to operate on its current tank house while the second tank house is installed. It's the full project, it's a 10-month project as we upgrade the facility, both front end and the plating circuit. But absolutely, during this process, as we've shown before, we're capable of doing within Yoni in South Africa, we continue running during the construction and commissioning of this second additional phase into Sable, because ultimately where we end up is that both Sable and Rowan operate as fully independent operations, fed by their own resources that take up that capacity.
Very good. Well, I know you can't say it, but I can see that you're going to produce more copper this year than you said you were going to in your reports, but don't answer that question.
No, thanks, Kevin. Absolutely. I mean, we'll push as hard as we can. And I think as we explained to our investors, that as our capacity is now installed, what you can look forward to is constantly which projects coming online as they take up that capacity.
And I suppose the other thing which we've witnessed while we've been here in Zambia, because there's been effectively rolling blackouts in terms of the power. In your announcement today, you said you secured another 2 megawatts of power. Basically means I think Sable and Rowan now will be with power, full stop.
Yeah, it's fundamentally important, Kevin. Absolutely. Maybe not understood by many, but Zambia is going through a particularly challenging period of power. Power availability is exceptionally poor. And therefore, it's fundamentally important to note that Jubilee is fully supplied by power through a private power agreement. And under that agreement, we've extended the amount of power that we are now supplied to ensure that both Rowan and Sable can run at full capacity. And importantly so, as Rowan now runs 2 components, both its new front end and its previously commissioned section, and of course Sable stepping up in its capacity, that we have sufficient power through our private power supply agreement to maintain our power source.
Yeah, and we know we have a fund basically selling out at this moment in time in Jubilee for reasons really nothing to do with the business. So yeah, I would suggest grab your shares now while you can, and when the upgraded values come from both the chrome and the copper, then you're going to see some uplift, I'm sure, in Jubilee. So good luck.
We certainly are committed to deliver.
Okay. On that note, we'll say Leon Kurtz, the CEO of Jubilee Metals, thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Leon.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.